This is a Business's Mission podcast. Business's Mission. I'm Gaia Bort, your host.
The transition from living for God to living with Him. It's not complicated, but it's life-changing.
In this podcast series, we are seeking kingdom keys for business, life, and work. What can unlock the fullness of life promised by God in our daily lives on the work floor? Bill Job is my co-host. He is an experienced Business's Mission entrepreneur and had several businesses in China. He learned to align his work with God and saw God's tangible involvement. What keys did he discover? So we'll learn from Bill, but we also invite guests from around the world. What are their stories? How do they see God move? May these conversations inspire you to see God and to expect His involvement in your daily working life. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Well, listeners, here we are again, and I'm delighted today to share and talk with Erik van Otten. Erik lives in the Netherlands. We have known each other for a while, and yeah, he is one of my heroes in Business's Mission entrepreneurship, and you will soon find out why. Let me share with you that Bill was supposed to be here, but he might join in later. Erik is a baker. He owns a bakery factory, different bakeries in the eastern part of the Netherlands, but he also is active and has a dream to have baketainers placed all around the world in difficult areas. So welcome, Erik. It's a joy to talk with you.
Thank you, Gea. That's even so.
Yes. Erik, tell me, what kind of bakeries, how does it look like, your bakery business in the Netherlands? And I visited you at the bakery, and I saw all kind of pictures on the wall, the text of Bible text. You really integrate faith and business. We like to hear more. What motivates you? How does it look? Share with us.
Yeah. My granddad, he started in 1928. My father took it over in 1960. And I'm involved since 1990 with my wife, Irma. I had three children, and two of them are joining now in the bakery.
So it's a real generational business.
Yes, it's the fourth generation is now also in the bakery. So yes.
How many people are working for you?
About 140 now, 140 employees. Yes.
So it's not a little bakery in the corner. You have a whole factory, right? It's really seeking, how can I deliver healthy food, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we want, I think there are a few more in Holland, but in the east part of Holland, I think we are the only one that make bread with nothing in it, with nothing added to what's not natural.
I wish I live on that part of the country.
Well, it's not so far. But yeah, for years now, years ago, we experienced that a lot of stuff added to the ingredients, and I don't like that. So I think it's a study about 1.5 years or 2 years. What's now is what we make bread with nothing in it. It's pure grains, water, a little bit yeast, a little bit salt, and that's it. Yeah, there is a secret, of course, but yeah, it's working fantastic. Every day with new bread, and it's healthy. It's normal. It's like the Bible said, that's why we make bread. Yes.
So healthy bread, you know, for your physical, but I know your passion and your love for Jesus, that you love to deliver also the bread of life.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, He is my life. I'm feeling now, He is my life. He is my life. Jesus is my life. And yes, I want to be an ambassador for Him. And everything what's necessary, I want to do. And also in the business, also where I go, I want to represent Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is my journey, and also my heart to look for another. The Bible said we can enjoy our lives, but we made for another, always for another person. And when another person can bless, that is, our heart is also be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I have text on my wall that people can see who Jesus is, what he's done for us, which part they can live also with Jesus. That is my heart, absolutely.
Yes, indeed. How do you do that with 140 people working for you? I'm sure they are not all Christians, and it doesn't look like they are running away from you.
No, luckily enough.
But knowing you, you're pretty outspoken. You're not the, you really feel, hey, I'm supposed to steward this message and I should share it, right?
Yeah. Yes. When you have the opportunity to speak, then you must speak. And the word said that the word of God is never go empty back again. It always produces what God is want to do. So when we speak the word of God, and you may think they don't listen, but they have heard it. They have heard the words of God, and it always do something in their hearts. And maybe I think it's more sowing the word of God. And sometimes you don't know if everything has come up or something has come up, but you don't see anything yet. But maybe it's a week later they say, hey, what you say last week? Can you tell me about more? Say, yeah, sure. And that's often that people come back and say, can you help me? Mm-hmm. We have a woman in our bakery. She makes pastries, and she's coming from Iran, and she comes from a Muslim. I talked about Jesus about her, and now she had a Bible in her own Persian language. And she loved it. She loved it. And she always asked me things. And what is this, Eric? And what is that? And I'm joying in my heart because, when somebody knows Jesus, everything will change in their lives.
And what happens, Eric, because I'm sure you also come across resistance, maybe.
Yes. What is resistance? When God for us, who can against us? So, what is going to happen? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. So you just sow and you're like, well, God, it's up to you or the Spirit.
Yeah.
And you trust that it will come up in due time.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And Eric, as I shared, we know each other a little bit longer. I knew you have worked or you made happen that in other countries there were bakeries in Romania, in South Africa. How did you get involved with that?
The first time when I didn't know Jesus yet, I was involved with a bakery in South Africa. That was the first one. And then I came to faith, and then I saw what Jesus meant to be to help the poor people. Someone have no bread, you give them bread. Someone give no clothes, you give them clothes, etc., etc. So then as my heart turned around and I saw the poor people, and I cried. I really cried like a little kid. I thought, no, this can be. This should be. This must be better. And that's why I had in my mind, I hope I will be 100, but when I will be 100, I'm still working on that. So that is my heart to do, to help the people who can afford it or they're poor or whatever. This is my heart.
How many bakeries did you help start?
Oh, it's a nice story. It was there was a television program on the Dutch television, and they showed us the poor people in Armenia, and it was the second Christmas day. And we saw it, my wife and I, we saw it on television, and there were people, they had nothing. And they had one moment they could eat with five persons with one meal, and they must share it. Two little children, a grandmom, and a father and a mother, and they had nothing. That was the time I said, now we must do something. So I called the television program and I said, can we help? Can we help some? Can we make a bakery over there? So they came in contact with the foundation of who people were involved in Armenia. And so we started five small bakeries in Armenia. And God showed us also, they gave us persons in South Africa to have contact also at the bakery. They had a dream about a bakery, and we started a bakery. That's three bakeries we made like that, that God showed us people on our path. And yeah, I have so many testimonies how our God is working. And then you know, when you know, you know, you feel it in your heart and you say, yes, we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. And now we have 12 bakeries and 12 bakeries in a building and 2 bakeries in a sea container. We call it the Baketainer.
Yeah, because tell us about your idea of a Baketainer. It's a dream and, you know, you feel a promise that there may be 1,000 around the world of Baketainers.
Yes.
That's a big vision.
Yes, it's a big vision. But when God gives a vision, he will also take care of it. The only thing what we must do is go, make steps. And it's not always easy. There's always a challenge everywhere, but we must go. I don't give up. It's now several years ago when we have the first idea of the Baketainer. And we have now 2 Baketainers. But our vision is to go more than 1,000 around the world. And it will happen. It will happen. Yes. And how, yeah, to do that, to make the Baketainer perfectly, that it is fits in every area where poor people live, or in war zones, or in refugee camps, there is it's perfect to be a Baketainer.
It's, like you say, it's not, you know, difficult science to make a bakery, but it's quite a challenge to have it in a context where there is maybe not clean water or when there is no electricity. So these kind of things you have been developing, right?
Yes.
We had a pre-talk and you, 7 years ago, you got the idea. There have been 2 made in South Africa, and at the present you are working with academic people, you know, to have scholars think through ideas. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, the first time we built a Baketainer, it was in an exhibition of the bakeries, and we started. We showed the world. We said, let's show the world, and we were all bakers, so it was not our goal, but there was one entrepreneur, he said, hey, maybe I think of one person, maybe have contact with you. So God makes the people came together. And I met a woman who will start it in Africa, bakeries for the poor people. So we have contact, and that's why we started with the Baketainer, because there is a lot of damage what they make in the bakery, or they steal it, because there's a lot of poverty, and there's a lot of people don't have nothing, so they steal. And we thought, well, how can we make it more sustainable? How can we make it more that not people can steal it for nothing? And that's why we came on the idea on the Baketainer. I saw it's also a Dutch company. It's called the Hospitainer. There's always an hospital in a sea container. So I thought, and I felt in my heart, wow, this is awesome. When he can make an hospital in a container, we can also make a bakery in a container. And a container is more sustainable. It's you're not breaking by like that, from like this. And that's why we started on that way. And it looks very good. And also you're asking water purifying, because there is not always good water. But if you have running water, we have a water purifying. You can wire in the water, and it will be purified. And also we have a generator. We have solar panels. So a lot of thinking about that, and it depends on which country it goes.
Yeah, and it's, you have thought through also that it's, when you hear this, you're like, oh, who's going to pay at this?
Yeah.
But you thought through a whole business model, right?
Yeah.
Tell us.
We find out when you don't have a business model and you give everything away, there is a moment when it stops. When a business model, you sell the bread, you have earning the money, and you can buy again the ingredients and also pay for the labor. So it's a normal business model, and we call it the kingdom model, because the kingdom is 90% you sell and 10% you give away, or you sell 80% and you give 20% away. That is the kingdom model, how we make it. And we also have a feasibility about that people will make money in it. They can take the money back instead of 5 or 8 years. It depends on the rating of the land, but it's possible.
So for investors to invest in a bake chainer, and you say, you know, 5 to 8 years, it's possible. It's very, even depending of course on the context of the region, that the investment is returned.
Yeah, it's a return of investment. They have 5 to 8 years. Yes, so it's a good business model. So we searching now for good investors. They said, yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I went for, I think it's now 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. We went to the government of Sierra Leone, and the minister of youth, she want to have by every school a baketainer. And you're talking about 300 or 400 baketainers. But yeah, how gonna manage it? How gonna invest it? Who have so much money? So this is a big challenge. And I believe God will provide, but we have to search for those good people who will invest and help us.
Yeah, and one of the things that you foresee is that and that you have also witnessed in some of the places where there is a bakery, that others get the idea, hey, if here is a bakery, we may have another business. Where did you see that, and how do you vision that?
We find out when we make a bakery in an area, for example, in South Africa, and the people around in a poor area, they see what's happening. And they are curious. They say, wow, what's happening over there? And they see how easy you make bread and you sell bread, because it's feeding your body. But also they helping them to also think about other work, what they can do. For example, they build with wood, or they have goats, or cows, or whatever. But they small businesses. And what we also see when we make the bakery, for example, in South Africa, that they are resellers. They also have a small business, and they also earn money. They buy, for example, 100 loaves of bread, and they sell it, and they have their own small company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy. So it helps the area more attractive, because they don't know how to start a business. They don't know.
Mm-hmm. So you envision that it stirs the information or the imagination of the people around. You saw that happen. Yeah. That people are like, hey, if it might be not be that difficult to start something or do something with entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, this is the physical bread. What about the heavenly bread, the bread that we, you know, never will again be thirsty and hungry. What do you envision?
Yeah, you mean the spiritual bread.
Yes.
The physical bread, and you have the spiritual bread. Yeah, that's also one of the goals, I think. When we can make together, and together is our foundation, it's called the Bread House. When we also make a crusade, for example, for the people over there, and you tell the gospel, and they come, and you heal the sick, you deliver the people from what is on their mind. So also bring the gospel. This is one of the things what we also want to do.
And you're doing that already, don't you, Eric, in your context, in the places you have been? Can you tell a story? How do you step out in these areas?
Now, what we recently, I think it's 4 weeks now. Yeah, 4 weeks. Every Thursday, we had a healing night. So they can come at 7 o'clock, and people, they are sick, they can come, or people
and that's
in our bakery.
In your bakery, in the eastern part of the Netherlands.
Yes. So they can come, and we have a lot of testimonies now, right now, from people that were healed. So yes, God is do something very, very much, very nice things to, when we start something.
Do you see an openness and a hunger for more in your part of the country?
Yeah, I think something is going on. There's something stirring up here in this area. I think so. I have many prophecies about, and they always had the same, luckily, because when it is, everything is different, then you can ask your question, okay, is this a good prophecy? But, and they say it will grow, and it will grow, and will grow, and it will grow. God will make it grow. So I think there's something going on. Absolutely, there's something going on. Mm. Yeah.
What would you want to leave the listeners with, Eric? If there's one or two things that you say, hey, whatever, from this small half hour, what will you say?
I think the most important thing is when you are a Christian, that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is right in you. And then you are an ambassador of Him. So take a step and do the things what God is do on your heart and make it happen. If it's today, it's today. If it's tomorrow, it's tomorrow. But go. Every day is a new opportunity. And God give everything. He has so much in store. But we, the most of the people who I talk to, they don't want to open the things, open the package, what God is in provide. God has so much in store, so much in store. And He will open that you open up, and that me, that we open up it. And that's also what I'm going to share to the listeners. Open up the gifts, what God is in store for you. And then go. The Holy Spirit, it calls the Parakletos in Greek, and it really meant somebody who's walking with you. But when you stand still, nothing happens. But when you go, the Holy Spirit is going with you. It's a small word, but go, go.
So listeners, go, go.
Yeah.
So whatever, the listener might say, oh, I have something in my heart, or an idea, or a business idea, or you say, go, or do you say, what would you say?
Yeah, pray and go. Pray first, because when God is involved, he will show up, and he will let you see what's the next step. And pray. I always pray, Lord, will you open the door if it's from you? Will you shut the door if it's not from you? So I'm not overworked with nothing. But is it your work? I go. My prayer every morning is 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10. And it's a prayer from Jabez. And he said, Lord, give me a big vision, a bigger vision. and a bigger world, workplace, protect me from the devil and make it happen. And the next sentence is, and God provide. This is my prayer every morning. So I said, Lord, I'm here. Do what you want to do this day. I'm available. Please help. Give me the wisdom and to also the knowledge to see what you want to do. And I'll be ready, Lord. I'll be there.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's indeed been a joy to hear from you. And like I said, I think we've been kind of off and on contact over the past 7 years, maybe. And it's I've witnessed your life, and I know it's not always been easy, but yeah, you live it out, and that's very inspiring.
Yeah,
and
I try
thank
to.
You. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for
it's a pleasure.
Being there every morning again.
Yeah.
And well, do you want to close with a prayer, Eric?
I would
really pray for us, for the listeners.
Yeah. And yes. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you that you being with us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father in heaven. Thank you. I want to ask you, Holy Spirit, to stir up the lives to the listeners right now, and all what you want to gonna do to open up your vision for those people who want to listen right now. And Holy Spirit, I want you to ask to move in the hearts that your vision is making clear for the people who want to listen. And yes, Lord, when they say yes, you show up. And I want to ask the listeners to say yes to Jesus, and then you will show up. And I want to thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. And make us that we are being in the light, and that we are light carriers in the areas where we go, that you are visible, more visible to the entrepreneurs, to the listeners, that it was before. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
This was Gea Goort from the Netherlands. Remember to visit bamoos.com and check out the course on Kingdom Mindsets for Business, Life and Work. And in 2 weeks' time, we will be back with another episode. Follow us in your favorite podcast app so you won't miss the next one.